headlines. In local news, changes to biosecurity laws could see Queenslanders being allowed to own dingoes as pets. A plan from the Queensland Department of Primary Industries would reclassify dingoes as Canis familiaris, or domestic dogs, allowing members of the public to own one. However, scientists, traditional owners, and wildlife organizations fear the plan could have negative outcomes for both dingoes and people. Alex Livingstone from the non-for-profit Defend the Wild said the changes would bring serious ecological and cultural risks. In a submission to the Department of Primary Industries, Livingston said, quote, "Dingoes are not dogs. They are genetically, evolutionarily, and behaviorally distinct species that play an irreplaceable role as Australia's apex land predator." And in other local news, an audit has found the State Education Department is plagued with large information gaps, with the government not knowing how many teachers schools need or whether certain rural attraction schemes are properly working. The audit also found that the Education Department lacked, quote, "the underlying data, analysis, and planning to inform the design of its strategy and some of the related initiatives." The audit office issuing the report put forward 7 recommendations based on expanding data collection and centralizing rural and regional offices. The Education Department has agreed to all the recommendations.
And in national news, vulnerable outback residents have been left stranded after remote mobility has been made insolvent. Balcladden resident Russell Burns is among the many regional Queenslanders who are waiting to receive the mobility aids purchased from remote mobility. Mr. Burns has been unable to leave his home without the mobility scooter he bought 6 months ago for $6,300 from the company. Owner of Remote Mobility, Christopher St. Clair, has told the police that the business was insolvent, but he has not been contactable since the business closed. Peakbody Outback Independent Living Manager Katie Grain said that Remote Mobility had targeted a vulnerable community.
The viral job campaign from the rural town of Julia Creek has secured its new permanent doctor for the town's 550 people. After the job's $600,000 pay packet reached the Globe, the local health service saw 95 applications for the position and one from the new doctor, Pip Bunting. After being offered the job, the Australian Rural Generalist has said that the money helps due to the immense relocation, but it is about the practice and the people overall. We wish Dr. Bunting and Julia Creek all the best with their new medical feats. For your international news, Elon Musk could become the world's first trillionaire after Tesla shareholders have approved a $1 trillion pay packet for the richest man alive. With a current fortune of $490.1 billion, according to Forbes, this compensation is the largest on record and was approved after Musk threatened to leave the company if he wasn't awarded it. The stock will be awarded to Musk in a set of 12 tranches. He is also set to receive his first round of the package if Tesla hits a $2 trillion USD valuation and delivers 20 million vehicles.
Before we move on to the weather today, we would like to remind you that 4ZZZ's Hot 100 voting has opened, so go get your votes in online. Your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 9, which is in the very high band. So you better put on sunscreen or you'll be burnt like toast. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with Brisbane Line. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to the 4ZZZ website at 4ZZZ.org.au.
Giddy up!